Avodah Zarah, chapter 2, Mishnah 4. Noides hagoim ukan kanaihem. The wineskins and jugs of Gentiles. So the wineskins were bags and of skin. They used to carry, you know, put the wine in. And then pottery jugs. They used to keep the wine in it. So now, what happens is, V'yan shel Yisrael kanus bahen. It's now that their wine's been taken out. And kosher wine's been put in. So nevertheless, asurin. So the wine is forbidden because it's going to absorb the, you know, from the non-kosher wine, from the walls of the containers. Asurin is haranodi by Rabbi Meir. Says Rabbi Meir, that forbiddenness is an isur hanor. You can get absolutely no benefit from that. The chachamim aimrim ein isuran isur hanor. But the rabbis disagree. They say it is forbidden. You can't drink that. But wine, but you could get other benefit from the wine. So, you know, if there was some other use that you had for it, which you get a benefit from, you could do that. The hachatsanim, the hazagin, the shelgoyim, asurin, the skins and the pulp, and after they squashed the grapes to get the wine out, so what was left over, the grape skins and the pulp of it, so that is forbidden. V'surin isur hano d'Rabbi Meir. Says Rabbi Meir, it's also an isur hano. You can get absolutely no benefit from it. And the reason over here is that there's still kind of wine in it. You know, you don't get all the moisture out when they, and that's already considered like yarn. It's already considered wine. The leftover moisture. The chomim omrin lachin asurin, say the rabbis, while it's still wet, it is forbidden. But yaveshin mutarin, but if it dries out, then it would become permitted. And he brings over here, even permitted for eating. And why? Because when it dries out, all of the wine that's in there is like evaporated, and all that's left is just some dry, you know, there's nothing forbidden left in it. And he also brings over here, when they say dry, they talk about 12 months. They talk about drying it out for a period of 12 months. So obviously there's, you know, all of the moisture has gone out over there. Hamurias, which is fish brine, uguvinos beis unyaki shel goyim asurin. And also cheese of a place called beis unyaki is forbidden. So the murias, the fish brine, they used to take these small fish and pickle them in salt. And the brine that came out, so they used to mix a little bit of wine in with it. And that's why it was forbidden, this kind of fish brine. And the cheese, so this place, Beis Unyaki, was a village, and most of the calves there were used for idol worship. So the worry was, now they used to make cheese, so they used to shech the animal, and they used to use the rennet from the animal's stomach. They used to take out the milk, you know, that was undigested over there, and put it into the cheese, and that would cause the cheese to react and form cheese. So there was worry that this rennet was from a calf that was used for idol worship, that it was slaughtered for idol worship, and then they took it out and they made the cheese. So that's why it was forbidden from this base unyaki. But Sinri Sarhano de Rabbi Man, says Rabbi Man, it was an Isurhano. You couldn't get any benefit from that cheese over there. The Chachamim Omrim Ein Isur and Isurhano. So the rabbis, no, you're forbidden to eat the cheese from Beis Unyaki, but it's not an Isser Hanor. You could get other benefit from it, like you could feed it to your dogs or something like that. And the reason being that the sages held that the majority of calves there were used for idol worship, but that only constitutes the minority of the animals over there. And once it's a minority of the animals, so it doesn't have to be an Isser Hanor. You don't have to go so far that it's prohibited for all benefit. It's just that you can't eat the cheese over there. So that's why. So you could like give it to the dog or sell it, but you couldn't get benefit from it.